Wednesday here on Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, myself with you until 10 a.m. Royals again in action tonight. Got a tough one. Hunter Green, but Noah Cameron on the mound. Should be a big start for NC, right? Hosting a under one ERA. Got a game where you want to avoid a sweep. Want to prove that you can stick around in the starting rotation. Obviously, Reagan's still out, but should be back shortly. And should have Seth Lugo back for his next start. But big start for Noah Cameron against Hunter Green, who is a young up-and-comer whippersnapper for an arm in the National League. But for those of you that were under a rock, yesterday was the walk-in day for OTAs, where everybody shows up. You know, it's big, man. Who didn't show? Who did show? No James Cook in Buffalo.
Well, we knew that was going to be a possibility, right? He's still not happy about his contract. I don't blame him. You're a running back. You don't get paid in this league, so hold out and try to get a check before, you know, they'd send you out to pasture.
And then your guy, Kirk Cousins, no show.
No show. I don't blame him for not showing up in Atlanta, right? I mean, this is a situation where it's time to move on. You got Michael Penix Jr. there, and if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm trading for Kirk Cousins right now and screwing this guy, Aaron Rodgers, because that would be the ultimate up yours to Aaron Rodgers. If you're looking to, you know, really get this guy kind of going and make a decision, like, he's now holding this franchise up. And I hate that fact for the Steelers, but the Steelers are also doing it to themselves. They're allowing this guy to basically hold up their franchise. And if you talk to them, I'm sure Tomlin would tell you he's not holding us up at all, but he's not a good enough player to be in limbo with at the most important position on your team. And so you need a quarterback. I don't care what Duck, Rudolph, Hodges, Mason, whatever the guy's name is down there in Pittsburgh, who's quarterbacking the team right now. You need a quarterback on that team. And I would make a trade for Kirk Cousins. Again, I don't think the acquisition cost is going to be a lot for a guy coming off an Achilles who wasn't very good, who makes a lot of money, right? Maybe a fourth round draft pick. And that's worth it to me. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, flip something small to Atlanta. They want to get rid of the guy and move on from Aaron Rodgers. And now give Aaron Rodgers a taste of his own medicine, because I don't think anybody's ever stood up to that guy. And Aaron Rodgers is nothing but a bully.
Well, Terry Bradshaw is pretty pissed.
Yes, he is.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. He shouldn't. That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's that not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man. That guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go somewhere
you.
And chew on bark and. And whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So.
Terry Bradshaw saying Aaron Rodgers can go chew on bark is one of the all-timers right now.
I don't think I've ever heard that saying before.
I never did either.
Is it a real one?
I don't know. I mean, it's Louisiana, so I'm sure they just make things up down there. I think they eat squirrel down in Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken, and so they can enjoy that. But that was definitely from SEC country over there, that interview, wasn't it? Good Lord.
I just Google search this. It says chewing on tree bark, especially for humans, is generally not recommended.
No, I wouldn't think eating wood is a good thing. We don't like the dog to eat wood. You know, she'll eat the mulch or something like that. We're like, stop eating the wood. There's no reason to eat all that. But if Aaron Rodgers wants to chew on bark, by all means, go ahead and do that. But, you know, Bradshaw's ticked off. I think everybody's ticked off right now. Like, if you're a Steeler fan right now, what are we doing? You know, do you look yourself in the mirror and be proud to be a Pittsburgh Steeler fan at this point in time? I know it's a great organization overall, but this makes them look as weak as I've ever seen an organization look.
Yeah, I guess people care as much as you want to care. I just don't really care what he does, when he does it, when it happens. It is what it is. I do think it is kind of desperate.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've all had, like, those friends that in life date someone and you kind of ask that friend, hey, you don't really seem like yourself. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you being this person? Why are you changing something that you've always been super against, but now you're super for? Oh, because this person is affecting who you are and who you need to be, and it's not that healthy for you.
Right.
And I don't know if that's what's going on with Rodgers or that's what we're led to believe. With Terry Bradshaw, yeah, like, what are you going to do, bring this guy in for a year? Going to change your franchise in a year?
Right.
He's not going to mentor anybody.
Nope.
That we know of. I don't believe he would.
Guy, I don't even think that guy, if he were going to do that, is even on the roster at this point.
Right. I mean, you're going to mentor Mason Rudolph and hope that he gets the job done in 2 years. Plus, I think we're seeing what's happening in Pittsburgh is, I don't know if it's happening in Pittsburgh like it's happened in Philadelphia in the past where you've had a great coach. And I thought Cody made a good point about this yesterday that sometimes fatigue happens in franchises.
It does.
You see it in New England.
Yep.
It was great. It was fun. And then it wasn't. And you saw it in Philadelphia for however many years Andy Reid was successful, the head honcho, and then it ended very sour.
Right.
And with Pittsburgh, I'm afraid that it's not going to be longevity that's going to end this relationship with maybe Tomlin and that organization, but it might just be this deciding factor of, well, the organization wants him, but the head coach maybe doesn't. There's other people that are backing Tomlin, as in Bradshaw's comments that we just heard, that he's not necessarily a fan of this move, and it's a house divided, mm-hmm. I guess you could say, and those don't typically stand. And if this is something that will be the dividing factor, that's not necessarily, I don't think, Aaron's fault, but it is more so leaning on the Pittsburgh Steelers saying, well, we're going to put all our eggs in the basket for this guy, and then this guy's just going to take the eggs and leave the basket. Like, right. That's what Aaron Rodgers may end up doing. And like we heard yesterday, he said he might retire a Packer if that's the case. We don't know what's going on. For me,
that's a douche. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. You know?
You have your taste for him. Yeah. It's not there. It's not fun for you. You don't enjoy it. For me, it doesn't really bother me, mm-hmm. but it also, I understand why it bothers other people. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like you're not concerned, but you understand why people. Correct. Yeah, I get that. That's with a lot of things in life.
I understand that more than people being like, oh yeah, Roger's a great guy. I think he's got plenty of left. I don't understand that logic.
I definitely understand the
logic of being, hey, this guy can pound sand, eat bark, whatever the hell it is, chew on bark.
but what he's doing to this franchise, he's leading them on. Again, Pittsburgh's allowing themselves to be led on. We've all been led on in our lives. You've followed a girl probably a little bit too long and she led you on and whatnot. And you did everything she wanted to say. Oh my God, she was hot or whatever the situation was. Right. And so that's kind of where I feel like we are right now with Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers are allowing this guy to lead them around by the nose. And that's pathetic. It really is. Like, it's embarrassing for the Pittsburgh Steelers that you're letting this guy have that much control over your franchise. But this is also what happens when you put your eggs into that basket. Like, I don't think Pittsburgh ever really thought about a backup plan at the quarterback position. And by the time they did, all the chairs were gone. And they're left standing there with Aaron Rodgers going, you interested? And he goes, not really. What are you going to do for me? And they're like, I don't know. Are you interested? Well, I don't know. Get back to me. And so now you've got a future Hall of Famer saying, get back to me. It would be like Christy Brinkley back in the day going, hang on a second. Get back to me in 2 weeks when Billy Joel says no or something. You know, whatever the case may be, right? So you're in a situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers where you put all your eggs into this basket, but this basket doesn't know if he really is interested in what you have, and you're kind of just standing around looking at each other right now, and the Steelers are probably hoping that he comes and plays for them because they are SOL without a quarterback. Any team would be SOL without a quarterback, but they should have proceeded without Aaron Rodgers in their plans, and if he did show up at the end, then great. I'd rather have a plan going in, and I don't care what they tell me. Mason Hodges Rudolph is not a plan to be out there as the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's not an acceptable quarterback in the NFL.
I think the other thing that's kind of eye-opening with AR-12 is that you have a situation where you're coming off an Achilles injury where it started to kind of come back to life towards the end of the season. He didn't have a terrible year last year. Statistically, it was fine mm-hmm. for his age and considering the situation he was in with the Jets that he put himself into. But I think the other thing, too, that's kind of eye-opening for Pittsburgh fans or Pittsburgh franchise people is that maybe you should be doing some offseason workouts. Maybe if you are going to join a new team with different guys, like I understand if he was still in New York, yeah, you know who Garrett Wilson is, you know who these guys are, you know what the offense is, there's nothing new there. But with Pittsburgh, it's kind of different. You have to make a first impression on people. Oh my God, that's Aaron Rodgers, the guy that everybody gives a bunch of you know what to on the media and thinks that he's just overpowering, over the top guy that doesn't need to talk to Terry Bradshaw. He's actually here with everybody else, with all these rookies trying to get to know people, trying to get a connection with DK Metcalf, trying to get these things sort of figured out. And he's not there.
He's not there.
And it's, you go back to the dating analogy. He's sending the maybe text. Mm-hmm. Hey, would you like to hang out Saturday night? Maybe.
Or he's looking at it and the three bubbles are popping up and you're kind of waiting for a response and you're like holding off on your plans, waiting for what this person's going to say. And then the bubbles turn into nothing and you waited 3 days and you got no answer.
I feel very attacked. The other thing too about it, to continue that analogy, is that they've gotten ice cream one time, right? They've gone out. Mm-hmm. They had a good time. Yeah. He threw to a DK Metcalf. He went and talked to some people in the organization. They got ice cream. Now you're trying to hang out again. And every single time you try to hang out, it's either a maybe. It's either, oh my gosh, I thought it sent. I thought I hit the arrow four and it didn't go. Yeah. We've all done that.
Oh, yeah.
We've all done that.
Oh, yes. Oh, I Not thought I purpose. Responded. Yeah. Oh, it was in my unsent messages.
Yeah.
And I think, mistake.
And I think the other thing, too, with it is that it's, hey, we have plans Saturday at 8. You still good? And you send that on Wednesday. Yeah, she'll be ready. Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Hey, I'm sorry. My dog's getting sick. Right, or, you know, I can't make it. And at some point, you got to move on. Or you got to hold on to hope. And if they hold on to hope and he plays in Pittsburgh and he shows up next week and he's ready to go, then Pittsburgh can look at all of us and give us middle fingers and say, told you.
Yeah.
But will it be in your best interest? Whereas if they just cut ties, you never have to worry about that anymore. You never had a real connection. You never really in love. Yeah, you had some flirtatious vibes, but it's over with.
You know, and the other thing, too, is we're not talking about an offensive lineman or a running back holding out here, or even not holding out because Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a team. You're the quarterback, and you're not showing up. And you're the quarterback, as you mentioned, Dusty, on a new team and potentially are not showing up to this kind of stuff. Look around the league right now, other than Kirk Cousins, who obviously has a different issue. What starting quarterback is not part of OTAs ever? I mean, I don't ever recall a quarterback taking a stance in the new era of the NFL. Oh, I'm not going to OTAs. No, you are the main piece of OTAs. You are the leader. You need to be there. How is Aaron Rodgers going to come in a huddle and look at these guys who've been out here busting their ass and him just kind of walk off the street to go, all right, here's what we're going to do. And you're supposed to listen to this guy who hasn't been here through the blood, sweat, and tears and all this kind of stuff. And so I don't know. I just, the more I, you know, continue to follow the story and hear about the story, I'm like, Pittsburgh now, you're the ones who look like the fool. It's not Aaron Rodgers anymore. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers, an NFL organization, a premier NFL organization. Sorry, I just saw the Vinny play. Allowing themselves to be played by a has-been quarterback. It's embarrassing.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
So real quick, Bob heard that sound yesterday. What's one thing you worry about yourself? Body odor. And was asking if people still use deodorant every day.
Yeah, because we were having a conversation about it over the weekend. A lot of people are moving away. And you said,
what?
Yeah, you go, I'm not using that aluminum stuff anymore.
Yeah, I use Native from Target.
Okay. Aluminum stuff. What is?
There's like aluminum and deodorant that like causes skin irritation.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, that's the new thing now. Everybody's like, all right, enough of this crap.
I buy that and a bottle of Kim Crawford.
Oh, you're into that now, too. Huh? Look at you. Baby. Did you move over to Nall finally, get closer to the stadium?
I'm trying.
Oh, that's funny.
But like every day, right? Sometimes twice a day?
Every day, yes.
Like you go hoop it up with the boys after you're done?
Absolutely,
you lather.
You have to. Yes. No, that's not optional.
I was going to say,
Let's just make sure. Everyone.
That's right still- guard works for the left arm, too.
Yeah. But people are making their own deodorant. Somebody's putting bacon grease on.
What?
Like, it's bizarre what people are doing now.
There's a new deodorant called New Spice.
Oh, nice. All right, one word. Let's get to it. One word on the Royals right now. A bad weekend, two losses in a row to the Reds yesterday, most recently 7-2 loss against former Royal Brady Singer. One word.
Boring. Okay. They're not playing inspired baseball right now. No. They're not playing exciting baseball right now. They're making errors. They're getting caught on the base paths. The hitting obviously hasn't been there. It just hasn't been great over the last week. It's been kind of a bore the last week.
Struggling would be my word to describe the Royals right now.
Struggling.
Because everything that Bob had mentioned, plus it gives me the vibe where he said people were pressing like Bobby and those guys at the top of the lineup. It makes me think of when the offensive line for the Chiefs this last season was pressing because other guys around them weren't pulling their weight. It was causing Tooney or Creed to be these guys that they've got to worry about the guys around them more so than their just own position, which was causing faults in the system. So I would say struggling right now, but it's May.
Yeah.
Everything's fine, and you're projected to win 85 games. So.
Exactly. It's May. It's not like we're not even to June 1st yet. Things can get figured out. They'll make trades and all that kind of stuff, but right now, meh.
All right, one word. You mentioned that Royals offense. Manny Ramirez wants to help any team. He thinks he can significantly improve their offense. One word on the Royals getting Manny Ramirez.
Why not? Try. What the hell? I'd bring him in for a tryout. Absolutely would.
No.
Why not?
Absolutely. He's 52.
So, what's it cost you? An airline ticket?
He showed a video of him hitting a ball off a tee yesterday. I thought he almost dislocated his knee.
Have you seen the lineup that we're running out right now, man?
I have. I trust those guys to hit a little bit better than Manny Ramirez. Hadn't seen a baseball thrown his way in probably 10 years.
52 year old Manny Ramirez or Michael Massey?
Michael Massey. I don't know if Manny Ramirez would even see a 97 mile.
I'd love to see it.
I mean, maybe on the Savannah Bananas, I'd see Manny Ramirez.
Well, that'd be fun. I'm in support of that.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. Go get a tryout, Manny. Let's see what can happen. Julio Franco played at 50.
Okay.
Give it a shot. One word. All right, we're going over to the NBA. One word on LeBron James, likely to pick up his player option. Surprise, surprise.
Smart.
$52 million.
I thought he was going to opt out.
Do you think somebody else is going to give him $52 million? I don't.
No, but this is just always the joke I make with player options. No, like, oh, I think he'll opt into that one.
But what do you think? 90% of the players do opt out of these things.
I don't know about that. That's a very high percentage.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about leaving $45 million in the plate. A lot of these guys can't always get that out.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. A lot of guys do, like Mike Moustakas opted out and ended up signing an $8 million or $4 million contract, whatever it was here in Kansas City, $6 million deal, you know, in Kansas City. We've seen guys opt out and it fail at 40-some years old, and somebody's guaranteeing you $52.5 million to play basketball next year. You take that check.
He's got 32 days or 33 days to decide. Clearly, he's going to opt in. I think that's what McAfee showed it yesterday, like a funny bit. Rumor has it LeBron James can opt into his $52.6 million contract. Shocker.
Yeah, exactly. A shocker.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he should. Now, if he was 10 years younger, I would say, hell no.
No, of course not.
Now, Lugo will opt out of his contract.
As he should.
Yeah, now some guys like Moose gambled on themselves and they lost.
Yeah.
But Moose still ended up making a career out of his career, going 10-plus years, getting the pension, and going to retire a Royal on Saturday at the K.
If LeBron wanted that fifth ring,
yeah,
he would not accept that player option.
Correct.
He would take a pay cut.
He would go to Cleveland.
That's okay. He would figure something out.
How many more years does this guy have?
Two. He's got one more kid to come up to play 5 seconds
there
with.
There you go.
Seriously.
Because I look at him, he doesn't look like he's slowing down at all.
He could play for another four.
Yeah, imagine, how long do you think this guy can play?
5 years, honestly.
Jeez.
I mean, he's a top 15 player in the league still.
And that would put him at what, 47?
45, right? Isn't he 40 even? Yeah. Which is, it's absurd. What also was absurd was Tyrese Halliburton last night, 32 points, 15 assists, zero turnovers. One word on the Pacers being up 3-1 against the Knicks.
Over.
Daddy.
Daddy, that game was close, but it never felt close last night.
Yeah, Daddy showed up, and Son showed out, right? What was it, 32, 12, and 15, and zero?
Zero.
First time in NBA Eastern Conference Finals history that they've had the zero in the turnover.
That's incredible.
He's overrated.
Overrated?
No, I'm kidding. What does he said? That he's the most
He's the most overrated player. Yeah.
Yeah, overrate that.
Overrate so, shots last so, night. He took over last night.
I saw a picture of Team USA from 2008, I believe, all asleep on the plane, and it just said Thunder Indiana Finals mode.
Oh,
everybody's just asleep. Yeah,
everybody's asleep.
That thing this is what the NBA wanted, and they got it.
Well, this is what happens. I mean, people scream and yell about, you know, what's that? We call that parody in sports, right? You got it, most likely going to the NBA Finals. It's Indiana versus Oklahoma City.
Charles Barkley would be happy because he was mad those clowns over at ESPN weren't talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder.
He was mad.
Remember we played that audio about 5 months ago?
And he's still mad.
Oh, yeah.
He's still mad. He goes, you're trying to make Anthony Edwards the face of the NBA. You can't make somebody the face. They have to take it.
It's also
SGA took it, he said.
It's also sad that that is the 3-1 series because we only have one more night of TNT because that series is over. Tonight, Minnesota wins. Or Minnesota loses. That series
probably,
is over.
Yep.
Oklahoma City coming home to gentlemen sweep it. And then I guess we go back to the Garden, but I'm not sure it matters at this point when it comes to that game, being down 3-1 and can't stop Halliburton, man.
Comes back to that game one loss. I mean, it's like with the Celtics series, you know, those first two losses, the Knicks were up 20. They had it. They choked. Yep, at home.
Damn. I needed 7, man.
Me too. I was rooting for the Knicks last night for that reason, and I'm a Knicks hater.
Where's all the people hating on the overly hyped up shots of Timothée Chalamet? Yeah, right, like
exactly.
Right, we see him more than we see T Swift, but ain't nobody got nothing to say about it.
I see Spike Lee more than I see Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I loved Ernie Johnson talking to Timothée Chalamet last night. You're gonna make me the coolest grandpa in the world, man.
I missed that part. He said that to Ernie. Yeah, great.
No, he said it to Timothy.
Oh,
he shook his hand. He's like, dude, I'm the coolest grandpa in the world now. My grandkids are jealous.
Oh, and Timothy's like, I'm gonna play you in the biopic.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, it shows you the kind of love that these guys have. It goes back to our announcer conversation from the beginning. What number has Ernie Johnson ever used, or what Charles? Mm. Like, these guys are just. People love these guys, man.
They're
fantastic. And Dusty brings up a great point. Like, one more game, and this is it. And I know they're all staying together. The show will not be the same. Once you move to the four-letter network, it is not going to be the same that you have right now. They've got a lot of freedoms. They've got a lot of fun. They're not buttoned up at all. It has been their show. Suits are going to get involved. I guarantee it. That's what happens all the time. And it's never going to be the same show, regardless if it's the same personalities. And I could see one of those guys just going, I'm out, you know, because you need to be on with Greeny. You need to be on with Golic. You need to be on with Zubin. You need to be on with all these people at ESPN every single day. And they're going to go, I'm out of this nonsense. I don't need this.
One last one.
Yeah, we got one last one. All right, one word on this funny audio from a hockey announcer.
Got some Yahoo chap chirping at me from behind. Get out of here. What was he doing? Security. Try that again. I'm fired up. He threw my chair at me. Hit me right in the back of the leg. Like, what was he doing here? Unreal. Have another beer.
Raw.
Yeah.
That's some raw announcing right there, man.
Dude's announcing a game and a fan attacks him and hits him with a chair. Like
Bobby Knight's ghost?
God.
Exactly. I mean, it's awesome. In the Canadian, you know, the hockey talk, Canadian accent was great.
Have another beer. Maybe not. He's had way too many Labatt Blues.
Yes.
God.
Unreal. Have another beer. Unreal. Have another beer.
Say that to Binkley next time he has a hot take.
Yes.
And maybe I will, Bob.